step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Now, the airlines are warning about flight cancellations because 5G service is going to be introduced. Now, they think they might have an answer to this. But let's talk about it with WID national correspondent Rory O'Neill. You can follow him on Twitter at Radio Rory. Rory, what have the airlines and the government decided to do about this?
Yeah, they're putting a pin in it and holding it for a couple of weeks, maybe a few months, is essentially the solution. We've got the FAA battling the FCC. We've got airlines taking on telecom. So a lot of big power players in here trying to figure this out. These 5G networks may disrupt information from an altimeter. Typically one used on a Boeing 777 is maybe the biggest problem on older models.
So they won't be able to tell how far they are from the ground with the older
right.
models?
Right, especially in if it's too dark or poor visibility situation. That's the concern when the pilots are relying on their instruments to land the plane.
Right. Did I read somewhere where they decided that like the AT&T and Verizon decided they would shut off their towers 2 miles away from certain airports to try and alleviate this problem?
That could be the final workaround. They can ramp up the power or bring it down. So they can ramp it up and down. So that may be what they do at these 1 or 2 miles from airports, depending on the airport. Right now, they're working to identify the 50 most vulnerable airports to this in terms of the number of towers that are nearby. The issue is not the phone in your pocket. It's the tower itself that carries the signal. Right. That may interfere with some of these gauges. The other thing, they may put in directed antennas. So if there's a tower right next to MIA, they'll point it away from the airport, you know, and instead towards Homestead or something.
You know, here's the thing. We've been talking about 5G for years. In fact, I have a phone that's about 4 years old, and on it says 5G. Now, it doesn't get 5G because we don't have 5G.
Right.
But they were ready for this years ago. So why did this just pop up as they were getting ready to turn it on?
Yeah, and this is the third time they've actually delayed the rollout as this keeps going back and forth. And, you know, 40 other countries have already activated 5G around airports without problems. France has implemented some restrictions near airports. But for the most part, you know, it's been trouble-free. And that's the other concern that the telecom companies are saying is like, hey, look, we've done this everywhere else. You don't have a problem landing your plane at London Gatwick. You know, why do you have a problem landing your plane at JFK?
Right. And we have a telecom expert coming on at 7:12 to talk about this and explain, you know, what at least the attorneys for the airlines are saying and the pilots are saying too. But remember, Peter Greenberg talked about this with us too last week. They, you know, with our telephones, they've checked our telephones and how it can interfere with any of the equipment on aboard a plane. They've brought, you know, the strongest signal from any phone into the cockpit and all that stuff. It doesn't do a thing.
Right. Well, but it was Boeing that sent the alert out to the owners of the planes, the 777 in particular, with the older altimeter saying this could be an issue. And don't forget, this is also an issue for cargo planes. You know, we don't use a lot of 777s domestically, but for those international flights and for cargo planes, it's a much more popular plane, and that's a bigger issue.
Could Boeing just be trying to sell more planes? Get rid of that old 777. We'll sell you something that you won't have to worry about this.
Or could the airlines be trying to get Verizon and AT&T to pay for new altimeters?
There you go. Just buy a new plane. It's cheaper. I hear these altimeters are really expensive.
They're all sitting out in the field now in Nevada.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Roy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day now. See you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Take care.